Well, joining us for his regular chat, and that's Mr. Ken Bates. Morning, KB.
Morning.
How are you?
Sun shining, yacht show. Can't move for people and boats. Apart from that, usual day.
let's start with Leeds United. A loss to Neil Warnock's Cardiff City earlier on this week. A bit of a disappointing, another away loss, KB. But
I watched it, obviously, because it was live on Sky, and I was very disappointed because I didn't think we came to the races at all. Not what you come to. The trouble is you get used to success, and you get disappointed when you don't get it.
Well, that's right as well. And Neil Warnock, of course, in charge of Cardiff City, former Leeds United manager. Interesting in the programme notes, he said, I think I probably managed Leeds at the wrong time in my career and for the wrong chairman, but we all live and learn.
Yes, well, he does live, but not necessarily sure he learns. I think what people should know about Warnock is that when he came with a reputation of having won 6 promotions, which seems good. And in fact, we hijacked him on the way to the Canadiens at Wolverhampton Wanderers. But that's another story. But the fact of the matter is that he brought his own team in, and shall I say that there were dubious practices among one of them, not Warnock. But also, remember, Warnock destroyed Tom Lee's self-confidence when he publicly blamed him twice for us losing at Hull City, which is not a very good thing to do. The important thing is what they did find out, because interestingly he made a claim that he'd helped the takeover by GFH. He was talking to them all the time without my knowledge. And only when I got the contract to sign, one's conditions, the GFH, was that he had to be kept on as manager. And he knew that, and he took advantage of that situation. Interestingly, he then learned to his cost that GFH aren't very good at keeping their word, and they dumped him after a couple of bad runs. But there you are. Anyway, he's at Cardiff now. It's easier to get. He lives in Cornwall, I think it is. Comes from Cornwall. And I noticed the pre-season matches. Pre-season tour is always based down there, but I don't wish him well. I wish him, because if he does well, hampers Leeds. But I'm glad he had learned something, though it didn't give me that impression. Anyway, there we are. We get to pick ourselves up and meet Sheffield Wednesday. Sheffield Wednesday is a derby game, of course, and they unexpectedly went down to Sheffield United. I was quite surprised. So they will be thirsting for revenge in coming back. So it should be a jolly good game on Saturday.
Yeah, it certainly should be, KB. Keeping with sport, and well, sport is getting involved with politics across the pond, with the NFL players protesting against, quite a few different things, against police brutality and also against the President Donald Trump. And they're taking the knee, as it were, while the American National Anthem is being played.
Well, I don't agree with that, and I agree with Trump entirely. These people claim to be US citizens, and if they are, then they should honour the flag. And apart from else, the irony is, when they go down on one knee, it's a sign of subservience, isn't it? And probably hadn't thought of that. I mean, when you go down one knee to propose, we used to in the old days, you go down before the Queen, when she knights you or dubs you or gives you an honour of some kind, it's a sign of subservience. So I think all these guys are doing it, got it all wrong.
Some quite high profile players involved, and also some of the NFL owners, KB.
Well, they should have more. Well, frankly, it's quite simple. They should be put out of the game.
For
treason.
Also in the news, KB, Brexit as ever. Theresa May had a big speech recently, but Donald Tusk, the European Council President, said not enough progress has been made to move to the next phase of talks in Brussels.
I mean, it's interesting. I mean, the negotiations take place. They don't take place in the public domain. You don't debate in the public domain. All you're doing is giving the game away. Whatever you're agreeing, a point's going. and making points, you know, it's, I mean, they're just going round and round and round in circles on complaining about no progress, no this, no that. But that's due to tango. But maybe what we should be seeing is some proposals from the EC. So the unelected people. It's a very peculiar situation. You have a parliament, like, they've got 731 members, I think it is. And yet they hand all the powers over to an unelected commission. Unelected, self-appointed commission. It's a bit like, I can't think of it. It's a bit like us having parliament, but giving all the powers to the House of Lords, who aren't elected. But I think we've just got to trundle along, making all our plans, contingency plans. Even Mr Corbyn is admitting now he's going to make contingency plans because they think they're on the brink of power. I'm kind of living in Monaco, but that's another point. But you always have to have contingency plans. And where we, the British, started from a low point, very silly, Cameron and Osborne should have got the civil servants working on contingency plans for the year before they had the referendum. Well, they said they were going to have a referendum. They should have said, OK, what if? Be ready, you know, be out the run, be off onto a standing running start. And they didn't. They were so convinced, so conceited, so arrogant, they were going to win the referendum and stay in and get rid of it. Didn't make any contingency plans. And they woke up one morning and found that 52% had said, out. 48% stay in. And in a democracy, it's the will of the majority. So I think that, and then of course, didn't do anything. Just because he thought it was going to take about 3 months for a new leader to be elected, and he was going to do a farewell trip around the world. And of course, Maggie Thatcher, Theresa May got elected more quickly than he thought, so he resigned out the door. And meanwhile, they hadn't done any planning at all. He and Osborne, and that was very, very poor of them, poor leadership. The arrogance overcame common sense. So the civil service had to start from scratch. So I'm sure an awful lot of work's been done behind the scenes. But at the end of the day, we're moving on. We're moving on towards 2019. And if there's no deal, then we'll have to get on with it. Use our other plans. But all the threats that these silly Europeans make, threats are silly. But if you don't carry them out, then you call a bluff and then what have they got to do then? They've nothing to offer. And the fact of the matter is, we buy more from them than they buy from us. Shift the shot. There's plastic cutting in order to spite your face. Because whatever, I presume whatever bans are put on us, we'll reciprocate, put them on them. Very interesting, this week, that the EC have announced the end of quotas on sugar. And we import 40% of our sugar. Now there's no quotas, we can probably grow a lot more, which again will reduce. The reason why the quotas on is to protect the French Sugar Grow Association, that we can grow it better, different types of soil, and different climate. So make us more efficient, reduce our balance of payment deficit, put more money in the pocket of farmers, the British farmers. And that means only see a small one, but it means more growth to the economy. And when they come out, we abolish the common agricultural policy, we abolish the fishing agreement. That puts all our fishing boats back to sea, creates more jobs and support. The Hull, the Whitby, the Fleetwood, the Lowestoft, all around the south coast, Wrexham. My wife just reminded me, she comes from this, she's an official MP in the West Country. And creates that much more jobs, and again improves your balance of payments. So, we're making progress. Interesting too how the pound is recovering. It was 106 at one time, it's now against the euro, it's now 114 this morning. So, yeah. But the Europeans are going to start thinking, what are they going to do for us? How are they going to woo us? Yeah. Everything's going okay. Hold a hand and get on with it. And surprised that the Americans have put this 120% tax on spare part on parts from Bombardier, which is threatening 4,500 jobs in Northern Ireland. But we can reciprocate. All we need to do is stop buying Boeing planes. Buy Airbus instead. You always have to think of the consequences of your actions. What if? So there you are. Not a lot to say this week, but not a lot happening. Getting back to Leeds United, well, we've had a wake-up call. Now it's time to bounce back. Good players do. Good teams do. Good clubs do.